Let me read the Bible first. This is the Gospel according to Matthew in chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift up you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan. For it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. So how has your summer vacation been? But what we say summer, it will continue, won't it? It's going to be hot. We feel that it's time for fall to begin. But it's several weeks until actually the equinox. Until the 22nd, it's going to be summer. Summer is hot and open. There's time to relax. But somehow, it's also a season of temptation. There are events that make our hearts beat with excitement. Last week, we had the Megumi Festival. There are so many festivals in Japan. Every month, there are three to four. But the summer and August is the most popular. More than twice as many as any other month. And so as our hearts are full and excited, it's a time when problems can arise and we can easily fall into temptation. Temptation can come to people of all ages, in all countries, and not only to the young. And why is that? Because we humans were defeated by temptation. And like, as the descendants of Adam and Eve, we were expelled from the garden. That is this world. In this world, we don't try to listen to the Lord's word, and instead, Satan rules this world. We avoid God's word. And following our own desires, we selfishly come to live according to our own wisdom. We put ourselves, we put our country first. James writes, "But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed." And then after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And what kind of thing is that lust? John tells us, "For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world." This is what is written in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. Jesus had to triumph over all of these temptations. Look at Jesus living as a man. He was a carpenter's son. He would have supported his family as its head after his father died. But just like us, he had all these temptations. And without overcoming them, without having victory over them, he could not become the Savior. Jesus, living as an ordinary person, a head of a household, would he have been so tempted? I think not. But now Jesus has entered his public life. As the Son of God, as the Savior, he cannot be left to stand by Satan. Satan could no longer leave him alone. I have talked of this before, but it's my personal experience that, unlike, or perhaps not to the degree of Jesus, but before I started my public life as an evangelist, I also received Satan's temptations and testing. I had stood to become a missionary at 30, and I had just finished seminary. And I had been working as a lecturer. When I went to the seminary, I left all my belongings at my parents' house in Kagoshima. And having finished my studies, all my tests passed, I was to go as an evangelist. I got a letter from my Catholic sister, my older sister. Everything at the house was burned, including all your belongings. I was surprised, of course. But within a few minutes, I was filled with joy. Today I published a book, The Heart of Japan and the Bible, and you can read it. You can read all my testimony there. So, coming back to the topic, you may ask why. And I think that perhaps there was a temptation in things for me. But when I found out that they were all gone, I remembered the words, "First, seek the kingdom, then all these things will be given unto you." And I was given to know the truth of these words. If I was to live as an evangelist, God would give me all. That was what I became convicted of. And so I have lived for 50 years. Everything I needed was given to me. In fact, more than I had ever thought, God has given to me. So let's return to the main topic. In the first verse, the Bible says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." Everyone, have you thought, what? How can the Holy Spirit lead us to Satan's temptation? It wasn't Satan who led Jesus to temptation. It was the Spirit. And so Satan then tempted Jesus in a powerful way. This was also a path that Jesus had to go through in order to do his work as the Savior. That is, without a victory over this temptation, Jesus could not fulfill his saving mission. And so, for that very reason, the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, which is always a place of trial. And for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus fasted. 40 days. I gave up after 3 days. Jesus was hungry because of his fasting. And Satan said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." This is the first temptation. To turn stone into bread everyone, can you do it? You cannot. It's natural. There's nothing to worry about. And Satan will never tempt us with what we cannot do. It won't happen. Satan will never tempt us with what we cannot do. It's what we can do, or what we can try to do, what we might be able to do. That is how Satan tempts us. Because Jesus is omnipotent, the Son of God, he can change stones into bread. You know that later he fed 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. An amazing miracle. And yet, at this time, Jesus did not directly answer Satan's question with, I can't do it. I can do it, but I won't, is different from I can't. But we have ourselves a tendency to say, I can't. Rather than deny ourselves, rather than put ourselves down, we're tempted to say, that's not possible. Or we can say, I can do that. When our competence is denied, we like to say, I could do it. We like to show that we can do it. This is a temptation. And so it's easy to ride on the temptation. And so there are 2 more hidden temptations in this temptation. The first is to make Jesus use his power as a child of God for himself first. We have received appropriate powers and talents from God. And the question is, for whom do we exercise those talents? When people are small, they are encouraged by their parents and their teachers and grow. And as they become independent and go on to live their lives, there's a third aspect. They eventually retire from activity. That ability, that talent, they are asked, for whom will you use this talent? And that's in the book that I published today. These gifts that we are given, we want to use them not for ourselves, but for the salvation of others. To help them to live. That's how God gives us those things to use. And as we get older, perhaps we think there's nothing we can do, nothing more to do, but at that time, you should use yourself in the service of others. I think this is a precious thing, an important thing. That we use the power for others. And yet Satan tempted Jesus to use his power for himself. And the second temptation hidden, if you have the power to turn stones into bread, shove the world's food problems, there is a temptation there. Were Jesus to use his power to rule the world, he could have probably solved these problems. And yet, this would be to exchange the task of spiritual salvation for the concerns of this world. I'm sure that, like me, many of you were born during the wartime, and you know the deprivation that the world can give us. And now we are rich. Has the problem disappeared? Has sin and evil disappeared? And the answer is no. In today's age, the same problems are occurring. And it is because of the sin that hides in the corners of the human heart. If we do not solve the problem of sin, if we do not earn the salvation, then what happens in the world is not going to matter. And so we need to know God's will. It's not whether you can do it or can't do it. The question is whether or not it is God's will. We must not mistake the standard of judgment. It is to know whether God wants it done or not. And this requires that we have a prayerful heart, a listening heart to ask God. And Jesus, when tempted, answered with God's words because he knew God's will. He said, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And it was certainly true that bread was necessary for a man to live. But what is more important for human beings, the most important thing of all, that is to hear the word of God. That is to live it. as I said before, explaining my own experience. But first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things you need to live will be given to you. This is true. And so, to receive the bread we need to live, we don't need to do evil things. And this is God's plan and will from the very beginning, to give us the things we need. And so, more than praying for what we need to listen to what we need to do. And if we try to live by God's word and will, God will give us life and support our living as much as can be imagined. Satan's second temptation of Jesus was to jump off the roof of the holy temple, and Satan said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." The second temptation was to attract the eyes of men and dominate their hearts with wonder. It's that kind of temptation. But we must not forget. Miracles are they supposed to entertain or enthrall people? No, that's not correct. You might recall from many years ago, Om Shinriko's Asakoka Shoko. He claimed to be able to float in the air, and he surprised people with demonstrations of this ability. And he claimed this showed that he was a son of God, that he was a special power. And yet, miracles are not a goal in themselves. Miracles are the result of the work of love. And so I want you to be careful about this second kind of temptation. Satan says he will command his angels about you, and they will lift you up in both hands so that you will not fall. It's written that way. The Bible says that Satan does that. he can use the words of the Bible and tempt us in the guise of an angel of light. We should not read the Bible in pieces. If we take just one part of it, if we take one verse, we can be misled. Here we see the importance of reading the entire Bible. You must read the whole thing. And so Jesus rejected Satan with the words of Deuteronomy. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. That's from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16. And in this way, if we read the Bible from beginning to end, if we store up the wisdom in our hearts, that's the important thing. That is the most useful thing. So let's look at the third temptation. This is the last and perhaps the greatest of all temptations. Satan takes Jesus to the peak of a terribly tall mountain and says, if you will fall down and worship me, I will give you all of the kingdoms of the world. Giving you the glory and power of the world. Were Jesus to become king of the world, would not all problems be solved? But first, the condition of bowing down to Satan and worshiping him was attached. I wonder how many people have succumbed to this temptation and waged war to make themselves king of the world. Even if they were not aware of it, they were bowing down to Satan. They wanted to become that. They wanted to do these things, and so they caused wars. I was born during the war, as I said before. If you hadn't gone to church for several years before that, during that time of war, the picture of the emperor was placed in the churches and people were made to worship it. And if they did not, their worship services would be canceled. And it's not just 70, 80, 90 years ago that such things happened. It happens today. In some places, unless you acknowledge the power of the government and its supremacy, you cannot conduct a religious service. before you are allowed to worship Jesus, before you are allowed to praise God, you must accept the primacy of that country's authorities. No matter how advanced our science becomes, unless our hearts are saved and changed to be more like Jesus, we will continue to say, I am the best, my country is the best, and we will be unable to end war. In such a place, there is no good thing under such power. It's because there is no salvation for our spirit. And there is no kingdom of God, no peace of heart. We have learned this from history. We should join the Lord Jesus in saying, "Away from me, Satan." Worship the Lord your God and serve the Lord only. To know God's will more deeply, we should read the Bible zealously. We should read it as a whole and store them in our hearts. And living by those words of God, we know there is no other way to overcome Satan's temptations. So let us pray. Heavenly Father God, this world is full of temptation. Yet Jesus was victorious over all those temptations. And followed God's will to the full, even to death. He faithfully gave himself. Lord, we too, in this world, there is Satan's temptation and we cannot avoid it. And for that reason, we need to store up your word in our hearts all the more. And so, Lord, to live by your word, this is our decision and our conviction. We will be led by your word and your spirit, and you will give us the very strength to live. Lord, on this world as we traveled it, we know that Satan is here and that we can have victory over him. Give us the judgment to understand his temptations and avoid them. And with Jesus, may we store love in our hearts that we may live. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.